tonight.
A very special look at the phenomenon sweeping the globe, Stephen Colbert. I am America, and so can you, the book that will change the face of humanity. A look at the Colbert Report, the nation's hottest show, after 2 years, has nearly 10 years worth of good material. And last but not least, the presidential run that will sweep the country and change the face of history. Stephen Colbert for President 08, tonight on a very special Good, the Bad, and the Geeky. Welcome to The Good, the Bad, and the Geeky. This is your host, Jimmy. Nick Nitro was unable to join us tonight. He is feeling ill, so I am hosting the show all to myself. We have a very special all-Stephen Colbert episode. Everything Stephen Colbert. From what he likes, what he ate for breakfast, what his kids, dogs, pets' names were. Everything Stephen Colbert. Hands down, he is the greatest American ever born. We're going to talk about his book, I'm America, and So Can You. We're going to talk about how he's sure to win the race for president in 2008. We're going to talk about all the different things he's done to help humanity and be the greatest human being to ever be born. First up tonight, we're going to talk about...
Hey, what the hell are you doing?
Oh, hi, Nick. How are you?
I'm sort of tired. It's like 4 o'clock in the morning, Jimmy. What are you doing in my house? Did you fucking break in?
Well...
You fucking broke into my house.
Well, I wanted to do my Colbert show. You wouldn't let me.
Well, you step away from the fucking mic.
No. I got a show to do, Nick. Just come back in an hour.
Step away from the mic or I'll hit you.
No.
I will hit you.
You all hit me.
Yes, I will hit you.
Ow! Ow!
Get away!
Stop, Nick! Ow! Ow! Oh, God! Ow! That was my
Take that, bitch! We'll be right back in like 4 hours when I get a little bit more sleep. Right here on The Good, the Bad, and the Geeky.
Hi, Nick.
Fact, I am still pissed off at you.
I'm sorry I broke into your house.
Fucking should be. You know, there are other people in this house besides me. There's, like, tons of stuff here. If you want to rob me, please don't rob me. And, you know, you shouldn't have done that.
I know.
That was very disrespectful.
I know, I'm bad.
And what, a fucking Colbert? No, we're not doing that.
I know, I'm sorry.
Damn right we're not doing that.
Can I still do my Colbert menu?
Well, we'll see. Oh, we'll see.
Okay. Well, can I still be in the podcast?
I don't know. You know what, Jimmy? I think we should ban you from the podcast. And just to prove it, I have 2 people coming over that's going to be taking your place.
You do?
Yeah, well, there's the door now. That's.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Hi.
Hey, guys.
Hi, Wendy. Nathan and Wendy, they're taking your place.
Let me get to chairs because 2 retards wouldn't set them up for us.
Good idea. You're such a gentleman, Nate. Thank you.
Let me set up your chair. Okay. Where I sit, Ratty.
Okay, Nick and I had a little disagreement. He won't let me do the show today.
We heard you acting like a girl outside the door. We just waited until knocking until you were done. Can my balls drop yet?
I mean,
do you Lord, please let my balls drop?
He was being mean to me, so I kind of broke into his house in the middle of the night last night to record a show.
Jimmy, you know that's illegal.
That's a far drive.
In all 50 states.
Forget the fact that it's illegal.
Wisconsin.
That's just a waste of gas.
Except and you drive a.
I don't think you should drive your car out in public.
But can you help me convince him to let me do the show? Because he doesn't want to let me do the show.
What do you guys say? Should we have him do the show with us?
No.
I don't like to hear pissy Jimmy. It's annoying.
I don't like to hear pissy Jimmy either.
It's like listening to the dog's whine.
You know
yes,
what?
Yes, Jimmy.
Yeah, you can
you
do
can
it.
Stay.
Commercial. Commercial.
As long as you don't talk and breathe.
Today we're brought to you by Snacky S'mores.
Okay.
All right. Well, let's go ahead and start the show then.
Okay.
All right.
Warning. The podcast you're about to hear is very filthy. We say naughty words you'll eventually use as an adult anyway. It'll cause you not to eat your vegetables, and your mom will generally think it's not a good idea to use. Any moment within the show that has any similarity to the history of any person living or dead or any actual events is entirely coincidental and unintentional. Except for specifically noted otherwise in the cast and crew credits, all celebrity voices are impersonated, and no celebrities have endorsed any aspect of the show. In retaliation, this show endorses no celebrities. Except for Stephen Colbert.
Recorded live.
Hey everyone, welcome out to a new episode of The Good, The Bad, and The Geeky. I'm your host with the most, Nick Nitro. With me, as always, is...
Jimmy.
And also this week, again, we have coming back...
Wendy.
And...
Me.
Yay!
Yay, me! Yay!
The crowd goes wild. It's a foursome.
It's a foursome.
It's almost enough for an orgy. Don't you have to have five to have an orgy, though?
Technically, it depends on what you...
Only in the state of Texas.
Only in the state of Texas.
And since I'm not really going to do it, you only have three.
Well, I'm not going to do it either.
I'm not either. It's just hypothetically.
I'll urge myself. I'm doing it.
Not even hypothetically. I'm not in the hypotheticalness.
Wendy, don't be a hypothetical stick in the mud.
I'm done. Get rid of it.
Okay. Well, we have a big show in store for you today. We have a Colbert menu.
A Colbert menu episode 2.
Why don't you say menu?
Because we're leaving the T off, but 2 doesn't. Well, I guess we can say episode 2. Take off the T.
No, you take off the O.
Like hot shot, no, you don't two.
Like what?
Then there's no vowels.
I apologize for bringing this up.
Okay.
Hot shot part U.
I got it.
UX. I got it. I just thought it was
hell when Nathan speaks, the microphone is down on his lap, and Wendy tries to pull it up, and then right when he gets up there, he talks for 2 seconds, and he drops it down again.
He likes to hold it in front of his.
Wendy likes to hold it. That's what she said.
Oh! She doesn't hypothetically like that, Nick.
I'm sorry. Hypothetically, I won't do it ever again. That's what she said. Okay, we have a big show. As I said, we got the Colbert menu. We also have emails, and we also got a song we'll probably throw in there.
News
and
reviews. Are we going to throw in a song?
Yeah, I'll throw in a song. Okay. I'll pick something. I got it, but I won't tell you.
Okay.
We're
all going to die someday.
Yes, exactly.
Good night and go. That's a good song.
Good night and go.
By Imogen Heap.
Imogen Heap.
You know it's a good song.
What about Good Morning and Leave? Another
you know it's a good song. What? Mary Had a Little Lamb. Nice simple chord structure. Everybody knows it.
Somewhere Over the Rainbow is a good song too.
That's they don't get the joke.
It's Raining Men is a very good song too, Jimmy.
Nathan does like It's Raining Men.
Raining Men. Hallelujah, it's Raining Men.
How can two good singers sound so bad?
I wonder that when I sing karaoke.
We sound better than you did if you would try singing it collectively.
No. I don't think so. I think that was pretty bad.
let's try.
No.
Dr. Jenny already made Jimmy not want to sing in public ever again.
No, Dr. Jenny gave me private singing lessons so I could get through sight singing.
I felt bad for you in class. Well, okay, let's sat there forever. But every note was wrong.
No, I've gotten much better because he would...
Mary had a little lamb, little lamb, little lamb.
Mrs. Jenny? All right. Dr. Jenny was a guy.
Whatever.
I
know. I did not mean to do that. I didn't know Dr. Jenny was a guy. Anyway, emails.
Jenny was his last name. That is
you know what, Wendy? You have an email here from John.
I do have an email. This email comes from Mr. John Batine. And it came in on October 24th. Oh, okay. And John writes, John is from Hilliard, Ohio.
He's not from there.
He is.
I like the part where it says that.
For your information, John went to school with all of us, so yeah.
This is not that John. It's not that John.
It's John.
Another John Batine that happens to be local?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. He did grow up in West Jeff, though. No, Galloway. I can't get it right. Anyway, John writes, "Dear Nick Nitro and Jimmy, I do think Jimmy is gay. And he looks like a catfish."
Yeah. Thanks, John.
Thanks, John. That was a great email.
That was a great email. And you know what? Awesome. We may have to get you on the show sometime.
Any thoughts? Anybody have any thoughts?
I concur.
I concur as well.
You know what? I third that concurrence.
You know what?
I don't concur,
but thank you.
Jimmy, do you still have problems with bees? Invading your crotchal region.
That bee was trying to get in my pants, and it had not even taken me to get there first.
It got in there.
Not quite.
I don't think
it was crawling underneath my legs.
So what happened?
A
bee was trying to get to Jimmy's pants?
You missed. That was band camp.
He bought a shirt for the occasion.
What?
I bought the shirt after the occasion.
Pack Sun. And bought a green shirt with yellow writing and just talked about bees. It's like one of the three stages.
Yeah, they did. There's one called "How to Escape from Killer Bees," and I bought that shirt after the whole thing went down when they were still making fun.
Wow, Jimmy, that was great. Jimmy does that.
There's not an AA
I was traumatized. I had to go into rape therapy counseling.
Hello, everybody. My name is Jimmy. I was attacked by a bee in the crotch.
Anyway, that was a great email. Thank you, John.
Thank you, John. All right, so Nathan, what email do you got?
Nathan's trying to find his email. It's over in the CDs.
Yeah, it's in the CDs. Move around.
Yeah, okay, so...
Mine's a helicopter.
Well, Nathan's looking for his. Jimmy, what's yours?
I have a tuba.
My email is, Dear Wendy.
Oh, Wendy, you got a question.
You got a
question.
Yay.
Great.
It says, Dear Wendy, your voice sounds so sexy. If I send you an email, will you go out on a date with me? Love, Danielle.
Wendy is a butterface. Which everything is nice about her, but her face.
That's not very nice.
That's funny, Nate. Dear Danielle.
Are you sure that was the name?
It was Danielle.
That means she's a chick, right?
Is that a girl or a boy? Because today Danielle. I met a Courtney that was a male.
Well, her full name is Danielle Lindsay. That's her middle name.
Oh, so God. Is that the two first names of a girl? What the fuck?
Danielle
What's
Lindsay.
What's her middle name?
She included a picture. Wait. And I have to say, she is quite attractive, and it is definitely a woman. And she's not wearing a shirt.
Well, is she paying?
Yes, she's going to
take it out. Dear Danielle, are you paying? That would be great. Sounds good.
Wow.
I like to be paying boobies.
Tiggle bitty. Tiggle bitty.
Thank you. I know I do have a sexy voice. It's hot.
Nathan, you found your email yet?
No.
Go ahead, Nathan.
Oh, me?
Yes, your turn.
Okay.
Nathan's going to take forever.
Dear Nick Nitro and Jimmy, what's up with MidOhioCon you guys stopped talking about for the last two episodes?
Yeah, we're not
going. Good question. Yeah, we're not going.
What?
Long story short, we're not going.
Oh, just MidOhioCon.
We're still going to MegaCon, but okay. We're not going to MidOhioCon.
We're not. We're
yeah, that's my fault, but that's okay.
It's okay. We'll go to next year's MidOhioCon.
It wouldn't have worked out anyway because some people can't.
We had several problems that came up, and for both of us and both of our projects.
Yeah, sure, so it did.
It's okay that we're not going to make the MidOhioCon because we didn't have everything ready we wanted to, but we're turning our full attention and efforts on being ready for MegaCon.
Right.
It's going
to
be
so
awesome.
We might actually go to the con just to visit as an actual congoer.
Probably not.
Oh, I will. But
you're moving that weekend, aren't you?
Maybe.
I'm also working that weekend. So
I would hopefully I'd like to be done by then so I could
that would
go.
Be nice.
But anyway. So yeah, thank you. Good email.
We actually like to mention we are moving to a new studio in a few weeks.
Yes, an all new studio in the middle of nowhere.
Well, not the middle of nowhere, but it's a while away from here. We will no longer be operating out of anybody's basement. We will have a studio.
Yay. All right, Nathan, what's your email?
Are you farting?
Okay.
Jesus, God, I
hope
not.
I didn't do anything!
Yeah, there are people trying to sleep in this studio somewhere above.
I am not sleeping. I'm trying to find my email.
I know you're not sleeping, but someone above you is.
Oh, your mom.
No, I mean the person who lives upstairs.
Jesus. Little sound effects
Jesus,
reminded me.
Jesus? Oh, Jesus is sleeping. It's his day off. I do actually have an email. It is from Anonymous. And I don't know why they didn't want to put their name because it's really not a bad question.
Good.
This person writes,
"Thank you, Wendy.
Dear Nathan,
ooh yeah, good God,
I'm interested in purchasing a musical instrument, and I just wondered like where I could go or what I could do. Well, I play
That's
brass.
That's a great email to send to our show because we're
Nathan
buying instruments all the time.
We do.
We should.
We are now." And I play the tuba, and I play some other instruments, but that's my...
Play is kind of a loose, used loosely in this case.
He plays his own instrument.
Jimmy plays the skin flute.
Yes,
anyway,
I do.
But there's many places you can purchase musical instruments. Woodwind and brass one is a good place to get it.
Great place.
Rocks. I second that, or third it, I guess.
To try out different instruments, and...
It's far away from us. It's like in Indianapolis or something.
It is in Indianapolis. It takes about 4 hours to get there. There's not many good places in Ohio to go.
However, our listeners are
a couple of nice ladies told me of a place in Michigan that's really good to go to.
Yay.
Do you know where that place is?
I have no clue.
Because we may have listeners in Michigan. We have listeners all over the place.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Name three states.
Michigan, Ohio, Tennessee. Kentucky, Idaho.
Name three states
Washington.
Where these come from.
Idaho.
You're the host.
Idaho, actually, I think we've had a listener at one time in Idaho, Brian Postel's cousin. Nice. Not Melissa. Melissa's brother.
Melissa's engaged.
I heard that. That's Woo! Awesome.
We're actually listened to in 49 of the 50 states. The only state that doesn't listen to us?
New Hampshire.
Wisconsin. It's actually Wisconsin.
Actually, I would say Alaska, but okay. That's
it's Wisconsin.
Apparently 48.
I don't know why it's Wisconsin. I think it has something to do with we're not cheesy enough for them, but...
That was a bad joke. Will you quit farting?
We are pretty good. God, Nathan.
Okay.
It's one.
We're going to have to move to a new studio because that's going to stick around.
It's going to leave.
I got it. We need a drum set.
Don't be afraid to hit that drum.
You can't buy a drum set from Woodwind and Brasswind.
What a bet.
Is it a woodwind or a brasswind?
It was there. They have guitars. They have guitars there.
Drum wind.
There's no wind.
There's
drum beat.
Woodwind, brasswind, percussion, and strings.
Well, while we get this argument straightened out, we'll be right back right after this.
Was in a hot, dense state that nearly 14 billion years ago expansion started. Wait, the earth began to cool, the autotrophs began to drool, Neanderthals developed tools, we built a wall, we built the pyramids, math, science, history, unraveling the mystery that all started with a big bang. Since the dawn of man is really not that long, as every galaxy was formed in less time than it takes to sing this song. A fraction of a second and the elements were made. The bipeds stood up straight, the dinosaurs all met their fate. They tried to leap, but they were late and they all died. They closed their asses off. The oceans in Pangaea, see a wooden Bonavia set in motion by the same Big Bang. It all started with a Big Bang. It's expanding ever outward, but one day sick of us debating how we're here, they're catching deer.
We're catching viruses.
Religion or astronomy.
Descartes or Deuteronomy.
It all started with the Big Bang.
Music and mythology.
Einstein and astrology. It all started with the Big Bang.
It all started with the Big Bang.
All right, and we're back right here at the Good, the Bad, and the Geeky. Wendy, what about the Magic Johnson?
You having Magic Johnson?
No, you don't make fun of that cup. That is from night. I'm guessing.
I'm not making fun of the cup. I am saying.
I had them. I had them.
Did you have the Magic Jordan and
Michael Jordan?
Michael Jordan.
I had the Magic Jordan Michael Johnson cup.
You know what?
It was rare.
I never once watched any of them play basketball, but I still collected the cups and stuff.
I did too. Yeah. I Michael Jordan. Like I watched the Bulls play.
I never watched him play.
The Bulls. Like the Bears.
The Bears.
Okay, news this week.
Way to keep it together, Jimmy.
News you don't care about. Daniel Day Kim, star of... star of TV's Lost, just got a DUI, making him the latest in a long series of Lost cast members to get arrested for DUIs.
And probably be kicked off the show this year.
We'll see if his character...
Is he the main character? Which one is he?
Every time someone gets a DUI or gets into trouble with the law and Lost... That very season, they magically disappear off the show. But they were written off and planned ahead of time.
Yeah, like but Ana Lucia.
Michelle Rodriguez, and Cynthia Watros.
Wait, was Michelle Rodriguez the one in Resident Evil?
Yes.
Oh my god.
Yeah, she got written off the show.
She got wrote off the show.
Now,
Mila Jovovich is hot. She's a different hot.
I guess they forgave Cynthia Watros because she's coming back.
I'm a different hot.
Well, I really do think a part of it, like.
I think we should listen.
I don't know. I just, when I saw that, does Hawaii, like, have an unusually high record of pulling people over for DUIs, or what? Because they all keep getting arrested in Hawaii for DUIs.
I need 7 seconds. Why is it that Hawaii has interstates when it's an island? interstates connect two states, and Hawaii is not connected to anything. Sorry, Jimmy. It just bothered me.
You should ask Mr. Know-It-All sometime. Possibly.
You should. Actually, that's quite funny.
Yeah, it's funny.
I was just not laughing because I was trying to make you feel bad.
Like you're see, acting.
You know how they usually have, like, the hottest men in Hollywood and the hottest women in Hollywood posted? There was a new magazine poll, and they did the ugliest women in Hollywood.
Web.
Sarah Jessica Parker won. Isn't she ugly?
She has a horse mouth.
And they're like, the article is like, she's the ugliest member of a cast of ugly women from a show that has sex in the title.
Who's the hottest man?
I don't know. But then Britney Spears is also in the top five ugliest women.
That's horrible, because really, for Britney a woman Spears who today. Just had, like, what, two kids? Granted, she, like, does coke and drugs and all kinds of stuff.
I don't think she's hot anymore.
I don't think she's, like, ugly.
Go ahead, Wendy.
Britney Spears is ugly. I had a role here, and then I just lost it.
Aww.
Why did you lose it?
She shaved her head. Yeah, I don't care if she had kids. It doesn't matter.
Sigourney Weaver short shaved her
kids,
head.
If you just had kids, you're still beautiful.
It would look terrible. And, you know, even Natalie Portman, who's a fantastic actress,
oh, my
very
God.
Hot. I hate it when she shaved her head. It looked terrible.
She's still beautiful.
Her hair is still so short. Beautiful.
Have you seen? Oh, no, yeah.
That kind of bothered me in even the prequel to Darjeeling. Her hair was too short. She used to grow back out.
I actually...
shaving her head because she wasn't...
Demi Moore was always ugly.
Yeah, Demi Moore.
She was not ugly in Nothing But Trouble.
Yes, she was. Yes, she's been ugly since she was born.
Really?
Yes.
I disagree. I think Bobo and Little Devil were ugly.
Bobo, I had nightmares of Bobo and Little Devil.
Who? Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Nothing But Trouble.
Yeah, I know.
That's a good movie.
Who's ugly for men?
Movie. They only had the women. And I don't remember any of them.
That means women are ugly.
Women are inferior!
Another news story.
Could be a steak, bitch.
Speaking of Lost stuff, a couple weeks ago, I don't know if you noticed, but on the television show Chuck, when he was revealing government secrets as images were flashing before his eyes, he announced that Flight 815, Oceanic 815, had been shot down.
Okay, Jimmy calls me in the middle of work, and I'm thinking maybe it's an emergency, because he usually texts me because he knows I'm working. It's like 7:30. I don't get off till 8:30. He calls me. My manager's standing right over me. And I pick up the phone. I was like, I'm sorry, let me take this. Hello? He's like, you'll never believe it. Are you okay? In Chuck, I was watching the second episode, and they mentioned Lost. I was like, are you kidding me? He goes, no, I really just watched it. I was like, Jimmy, I gotta go. I'll call you back. I never called him back. I was a little pissed.
Oh, I thought you sounded excited, not pissed. And
I was curious. My manager was like, what was that about? Because she could hear the entire phone call. And she's like...
And you're like, I have no idea.
I am so lucky that this is the manager that let borrow like some of my DVD seasons. So she was a little like, oh, okay.
Nathan and John used to call me to order Viagra and vaginal rejuvenation cream. John would order.
I like to fuck my wife in the ass. I want some Viagra. Ain't a post haste.
Okay, but the point is, it was quickly said online that they're full of crap and it has nothing to do with Lost, but they just did that as kind of a tribute. But I got excited because I thought, ooh, this is going to be neat.
Wendy used to work at CareWorks. That's why that conversation now makes sense, because we didn't just randomly call her for pills. Wait, that makes it okay. I don't buy the pills.
Nathan,
what's
that's a lie.
What else is in the news?
That's a goddamn lie.
Angels, they started production on the sequel to Da Vinci Code, Angels and Demons. Which was actually the prequel book, but they're making it as a sequel movie. It's actually, I think Angels and Demons is a better book than Da Vinci Code. I think it's a lot more exciting, it's a lot more large scale, so it'll work better as a sequel.
So if the first movie was actually sort of boring...
I didn't think the first movie was boring.
Then this one won't be as boring.
This one gets more exciting. There's like bomb and the Vatican and helicopter rides, all kinds of crazy stuff.
And Tom Hanks still looks like a fat tub of lard.
Oh, I like Tom Hanks. I was against his original casting, and then he won me over because he was so good.
Everyone wins you over, Jimmy.
No, Tom Hanks won me over. But I know they're writing... Fuck you, Wendy. I know they're writing a sequel book to the Da Vinci Code.
I can't wait.
Like the Solomon Code or something, and they're going to make a movie of that.
The Solomon Code?
But while they're waiting...
A book about geese and humans.
Do they have that?
They should.
That's a good idea.
And they can call it an actor's nightmare because that so makes sense to what's going on in the story.
Shut up.
Hey, I'm an actor. It's a freaking nightmare.
Okay.
I was going to be in another movie and geese ruined it.
I'm pissed. My height changed. I play volleyball. I say Taz.
What's Taz? And the spelling of the word changes constantly.
You use both spellings.
That doesn't make any sense!
If you're Chaz enough, it makes sense.
If hey, you're guys. Listening right now and you understand what's going on...
You're the one person that bought my book.
Please. Yeah, the one you're, person bought my book.
That, all 23 like of you, thank we you. Appreciate it. Really.
Buy my books.
Janelle liked them. I got Janelle to read them.
An Actor's Nightmare, located at Amazon.com. Book one and two, and book three coming out soon.
Before the holidays.
Designed by Nick Patrick.
We should have had like a Halloween movie... review, like the top five movies for Halloween.
Well, see,
you should watch.
Being that we're actually taking the show seriously now beyond episode 15, we'll probably actually do that next year.
Next year,
in Christmas.
We'll
being
do
now
Christmas
that we're
special this year.
What we're trying, we're going to this because before No Name Show, it's just like, well, hey, whenever we can get together,
right.
It wasn't well planned at all. Like we usually try to plan this out.
Now we're doing.
I like how we're like stuff. Planning our shows for the next year on the air.
We will do a Christmas special this year.
Right. Well, we'll
I
do
pledge.
We can do Christmas movies and the really crappy commercial show.
I love Christmas.
Okay. Well, it's not Halloween yet.
And my other news story, my last news story.
I thought you had five.
Dumbledore
is gay,
Dumbledore
everybody.
Is
Who cares?
Gay.
No, he's not.
Yes, he is. J.K. Rowling said Dumbledore is gay.
She lies.
She's the writer of the series.
She still lies. She just wants publicity.
To be honest, it makes the last book make a lot more sense.
So if God of the Universe said, guess what? Brother Peter was gay, and I know.
You haven't read the last book?
No.
The last book...
No. Don't ruin it, dude.
I'm not ruining anything. I'm just saying it deepens the meaning and makes more sense to understand that Dumbledore was gay. It does. Like, in retrospect...
How does that make sense? She only did it so that
she could get more readers. She has to put a gay guy in it. Really?
No, she did it. She's going to get less readers in the United States because we're all uptight. And I know a lot of teachers are very upset about this.
That is true.
Because they're already having those, like, radical parents who don't want the kids reading the books because they promote demon worship and stuff, which they totally don't. They're
witchcraft.
All about love.
Yeah.
They're all about love and stuff. But there
Magic.
Are already parents who are against them, and this is going to make it worse. This is going to make more parents not let their kids read the books in the United States because we're all uptight and stupid. She's British, so she didn't think it was a big deal and didn't care.
Well, England, they don't care. In England, they have porn on it. Like,
in England and Canada and other civilized countries, people don't care. We're a little uptight. When did we become the uptight ones? It used to be the British were the uptight ones.
Okay, Jimmy, get off your soapbox. Get off your soapbox.
I'm sorry.
Why does Dumbledore's sexuality even matter?
It makes...
Like, why do they even have to bring it up?
Somebody was asking her... They were writing the script for the sixth movie, and they wanted to add in a reference to a woman that Dumbledore had once loved. And J.K. Rowling said, you can't do that.
Was there anything that almost... That what was left out of the sixth movie,
right?
Or the script of the sixth movie?
Oh, so the guy that plays Dumbledore is not gay; it's just his character.
His character,
the character
in the series
of Alan,
is gay.
Yeah, Alan
okay.
Dumbledore.
Okay,
which it's stupid.
You no, it's really not. If when you read the last book, there's a lot.
Who does he fall in love with? Someone in the book?
There's a lot of Dumbledore backstory
Harry.
In the last book.
He wants Harry.
Like in the sixth book, there was a ton
Harry
of Voldemort Potter. Backstory. We found out like
Harry Potter.
I didn't read that
did
yet.
You read the sixth one?
No, I didn't.
Why are you so behind?
Because I don't have time.
Okay.
I can't
well,
read.
It's been out for like 4 years.
And the fact is, I never learned to read.
Well, the sixth book has a ton of Voldemort backstory, and the last book has a ton of Dumbledore backstory.
Maybe
and the Dumbledore backstory means so much more knowing that Dumbledore was gay.
Oh my gosh.
I don't want to read it now.
Dumbledore had a thing for Voldemort.
No, he didn't. He did not.
They have love babies.
There is an evil...
Gay love babies,
there is
yes.
good kid with evil tendencies.
I thought that was Harry Potter.
Somewhere.
Dumbledore did kind of have a boyfriend, but it wasn't Voldemort.
It was Tom Riddle.
Severus Snape.
It was not Severus
Snape. It was Tom Riddle.
You will not guess it because it's not one of the major characters.
I will say, though, out of everything, if you've not listened to the art Harry Potter...
Ron Weasley's dad.
No!
That's it.
Yes, and then they had a gay orgy.
If you...
Oh, what about the guy from the Viking ship?
Totally not. But okay.
Okay, just to note, if you like our Harry Potter conversation, listen to podcast number 8 of The Good, the Bad, and the Geeky. There are spoilers, though, so heads up there. But you'll get to see how I was right and Jimmy was wrong.
About the last Harry Potter book.
Yes. All right, so anyway, last news bit.
That was all I had for news.
What's in the back there?
What's
in the back there? What's in the back there?
Picked up and canceled shows. I'm going to save them for review, though, so we can review them and talk about them.
Will you stop moving that around?
In high school.
Oh, is it making noise?
Oh my god, yes.
Is it? I'm sorry.
Is this going?
I'm really sorry.
Yep.
It's okay. I was like, it usually wasn't a problem. Now I just heard this. I started looking around. I was like, what is it?
That's what I was doing. Not really.
I would like
Wendy, stop.
Let's give a quick.
Going.
Quick shout out to Center Stage Players. You can check out their website.
Rocky Horror Picture Show, yes.
It's not the Rocky Horror Picture Show. The picture show is the movie. They did Rocky Horror Show the last two weekends, and they do it every year, and by the time this podcast goes up, they will be done for this year.
They're actually
yawning.
They're going yawn.
But check it out of their next year's season at centerstageplayers.com. I'm sure they'll do Rocky Horror again in the fall. But they have a really great lineup. I saw four of their five musicals this year, and they're really awesome, and I want to give them a little shout-out. So.
Well, yeah, good job. I don't like the choice, but I mean, I know that they do good performances
and good
shows.
They also did Bye Bye Birdie. A funny thing happened on the way to the
floor. Yes, and I heard those were also equally good. And I do like Funny Way Happened to Perform. So
and those were excellent.
They were pretty good. So, yeah, check them out. And the only news that I actually sort of got here is Patrick Tatopoulos, the guy who's considered for ruining the Godzilla movies in America, because there's only one movie ever made. He changed the look of Godzilla. He also designed like the aliens in Independence Day, iRobot. He designed everything.
The first two Underworld movies.
Yeah. Yeah, he's directing the new Underworld 3.
I totally stole that joke off of Ain't It Cool News.
I should probably not mess with it.
Yeah, don't mess with my tie. I like that tie. Isn't it a pretty tie? There's a tie here in my studio.
Pretty
and,
gay
ways.
Tie.
I got the same tie.
Turn off
right,
your phone.
All right, we got a phone.
It's Emily.
That's Nathan's sister.
Put on speakerphone.
Hell
put
yeah.
on speakerphone.
Yeah.
I don't know how.
He really doesn't.
Let Wendy do it.
Wendy doesn't know how. Yes. I'm doing a podcast. While I sit here and comment in random spots.
Hi, Emily.
Hi, Emily.
Hi, Emily.
I love you.
Love you, too.
Sure.
I know.
We're so live.
I know.
We're listening to Nathan talk to his really hot sister, Emily.
I'm going to go now.
It's fun to call her really hot because it ticks him off. But she actually is very pretty.
She is very pretty. She's very kind, too.
How's your hot sister Emily doing?
I hung up on
her. Aww. Aww. You don't know how your sister's doing? Why did you talk to her for
four
minutes?
Is she still as hot as ever?
4 minutes? I will check my time.
It was actually probably a minute and 32 seconds.
No, I'm going to press send because I just found out how to use that button.
This week, old Nathan uses technology. Nathan picks up a phone. Does he dial it?
32 seconds.
I taught Nathan that, and I taught him that his iPod turns off.
You are such a lying person! My voice carries, no matter where you put it, she's a liar! She did not turn off her iPod! She's a scorpion pirate hunter!
She's dead!
Oh, Lord.
Get rid of her!
Funny phone story, in college, I worked for the Department of Music, and I never answered the phone in the morning when I opened up the office before the secretary got there. And she came in one day, and they were making fun of me. And they're like, why didn't you answer the phone? And I'm like, because I don't know how, meaning I didn't know how to forward calls and stuff. I didn't know those extra buttons. And she goes...
Extra what?
In front of all of my friends.
Wait, extra what?
Brandon Moss and some other friends.
Extra
she goes,
what?
She goes, first you pick up the phone and hold it to your ear. Like,
that was you really said buttons. That was what I was wanting to
find. I know.
That was really funny, Jimmy.
It was really funny.
Jimmy Daly, whoop-dee-doo, whoop-dee-doo. Have another Smirnoff. Have another Smirnoff. Whoop the floor. Hit the floor.
Whoop-dee-doo. Key.
I'm doing it in a round.
Modulated.
You were supposed to modulate with me.
Okay, so, I guess that was it. News-wise, reviews. What do we got?
You didn't finish telling the news story.
That was it.
Mentioned him.
No, I said Patrick Tatopoulos. He's doing Underworld 3.
Oh, okay. He's doing Underworld 3. That's your news story. I didn't hear you mention Underworld 3.
Turn it back on.
Not off. It's worth being the whole time.
It's worth being the whole time.
Oh, I heard someone click off.
Okay.
Technical difficulties plus.
Okay, we'll give you the Colbert menu, and we'll be right back with
right
our reviews.
Right this.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to a very special Colbert Menu. Of course, every episode of the Colbert Menu is special because of who it is about, namely, Stephen Colbert. But this one is extra special because it is the 1 week anniversary of the Colbert Menu. Some doubted we could go on this long, the perils of the world, the politics, the drama, the fact that no film can remain number one in the box office for more than 1 week unless you're Johnny Depp dressed as a pirate. But, I say to you, harsh critics of the world, do you know what I say? I'll call Nathan back. No! Do I crumble at your might? No! I say in your face! Now today we also have a very special announcement to make. You see, a week ago, when this segment premiered, no one had ever heard of it. Today, an entire 7 days later... dozens of people have now heard of it. That's a hundreds of dozens percent increase in listenership in only a week.
Woohoo!
I know, impressive, isn't it?
As part of that crowning achievement, the sharpened tip of my beautifully sharpened number 2 pencil, if you will, we have been named the unofficial official podcast of the Colbert 08 campaign. That tiny unofficial bit at the beginning is because Mr. Colbert and his camp are probably not aware of our existence, but I'm sure that little stumbling block will soon be straightened out. For now, though, we are official, because we are, and that's all the reason that I need. Moving on, as you may say, Jimmy, you're already almost a full minute into the menu, and you haven't even mentioned Mr. Colbert's activities yet. Why? We want so badly to hear about him. Right now, to my left, is my hefty co-star, Nick Nitro. Yes, I know, Nick, I know. I can barely contain myself to game answer your phone.
I will.
Nick is so excited that I can hear the excitement escape his sighs. But the sad fact is, this week was a dark week for the Colbert Report, and so I have not seen our hero at all, other than a bunch of polls that show him at 13% already. One can only assume that Mr. Colbert used his week off to campaign in his home state of South Carolina for the office of the president, and that his speeches were so moving, so inspirational, so awesome, so splendiferous, that every reporter in the state is still in a state of shock from his words. As such, they have been unable to report to the outside world on his activities. Good for you, Mr. Colbert. That Oval Office is so close you can smell the cum stains on Bill Clinton's rug. Now, just because I didn't see Colbert this week doesn't mean I don't have anything to say about him. Oh, no. Those cretins at Amazon.com finally delivered his book and audiobook to me this week. You'll remember that Amazon.com and Nick Nitro, a.k.a. Adolf Hitler, no offense, Nick, it's nothing personal, are part of my personal axis of evil, who I have sworn vengeance upon. Watch out! I still have one spot open. It's really only an axis if there's three. Anyway, I didn't read his book, because it's a book, and Mr. Colbert says, you know, books are worthless. Well, semi-worthless. It does make quite the impressive-looking mantle centerpiece. Eh? Who wouldn't want to look at Mr. Colbert every waking moment of the day? Seriously. The best news is, this book also comes in audio, though. So instead of reading it, I listened to him shout it, and it was impressive. I've never heard such straight talk as Stephen Colbert sharing his wisdom and whimsy with each of us. I won't do the injustice of telling you the content. Hit pause on this podcast, go buy it immediately and listen to it. Go ahead, I'll wait.
No, please don't do that. Order it while we podcast, but seriously, like, wait till our show is over before you listen to his stuff. Or not.
Back? Good, I assume you ignored Nick, as I always do, and went and listened to it right now. Need a cigarette? Me too, and I don't even smoke. Well, I'm spent, and I'm sure you are too. So that's all for this week's menu. Good night. Hey, here, Nick, read this.
Jimmy, what the hell is this?
It's a promo for next week's show.
This is stupid, I'm not reading.
Come on, I took care of you-know-what for you-know, if you don't do it, I might have to tell you-know-who about...
All right, I'll do it.
Fact! Turning into the good and the bad and the geeky next week for our very special two-week anniversary show in which we'll tell you all you need to know about Stephen Colbert's activities that are going to occur in this coming week. That hasn't happened yet is good for you. At least that's what the doctors tell me. Jimmy, which doctors told you... Wait, what? What doctors told you this load of shit?
Well, he's not a medical doctor, per se, but...
And that's the end of that. We'll be right back right after this.
Welcome back. Welcome back, Connor.
Welcome back.
Woo!
That just happened, ladies and gentlemen.
It did. Ooh, Mr. Carter.
Up your nose with a rubber hose. And twice as far with a chocolate bar.
Okay.
You read your stuff.
Epstein's
yeah, that would
mother.
Be a great idea. Thank you.
Fuck you. Okay.
Fuck you.
There was a
market.
There was a season finale this week of a show called Damages. You may not have heard of Damages because only 2 million people tuned in to watch it, which means it had not been picked up for a second season yet. It was on FX. But they did a little study and they found 5 million people have been TiVoing it, so it may get picked up. But honestly, it was a fantastic show. I watched the whole first season, 13 episodes. Glenn Close should have won, like, an Emmy or Golden Globe. She may still. Just this really cool show that starts with the end of the season. It starts with, like, this woman, like, on the street, bloody in a coat, and the police pick her up. And then, like, over the course of the season, they relive the last 6 months to find out how she got to where she got to. It was really neat. And the finale was awesome because they caught back up with that timeline an episode before the finale. So the finale was, like, the ending of the story. And it was really awesome. They really set it up for a second season. What are you doing, Nick?
You keep talking.
Okay.
I'm working on the show.
It's boring if I'm just standing here and
you're
talking.
Googling.
So anyway, no, Damages was really neat. Right to FX. Tell them to pick it up for a second season because it should come back.
It's gonna, yeah, it's gonna be awesome.
Glenn Close, Nick, don't go to bigwieners.com.
It's got Glenn Close, Rose Byrne,
gives you
Ted Danson,
spyware.
Tate Donovan. Just really, really.
I can't fun. Get rid of that.
Ted Danson was really good in it, but Glenn
Who?
Close. Ted Danson was good in it, but Glenn Close stole the show.
Do you think he can dance?
I can, can dance.
Ted Walken.
What's the opposite of Christopher Reeves?
Christopher Walken.
That's bad.
That's old, Jimmy.
I know, he's dead now. How dare you make fun of a dead person?
Can I tell a joke?
May I
please tell a joke?
No. Wendy, no. Can I tell a joke?
No!
You stick to how it is.
I'm going to correct all this.
I don't care.
Yes, you are physically capable of telling a joke.
Yes, you are certainly. You can tell a joke when.
What if one of your students that was able to speak said, "Can I want to go to the bathroom?"
That's terrible.
That is horrible.
You say
your students can speak.
Would you say no? It's may I? Or
stop!
Just
stop right now.
God,
my children can speak.
And we do not make fun of kids.
Yeah, that was Nathan. I just thought it was funny.
That's not cool, Nate.
It's not nice.
It's not cool to make fun of students on the
God.
I love kids.
When
I,
can
I, got a I got a substitute teacher packet.
He's had for 3 months and hasn't turned it in.
I have not had it for 3 months.
Two.
I've had it for 3 weeks. I just don't want to get my fingerprint analysis.
Because
Why?
He doesn't want to pay $20.
Because he's a criminal.
Because he doesn't want them to know he's touched children.
Which is why they don't listen to us. I don't know. I keep bringing up Wisconsin for everything.
I wasn't laughing at that. I was laughing at that.
You can't give me the capital of Wisconsin in 5 seconds.
Madison.
Five.
Damn.
Jimmy is amazing. You can't pull anything over.
Okay, more reviews. What?
New Hampshire.
Concord.
Very good.
Okay.
Montana.
Fuck you, Helena. Shut up, we're not doing this anymore.
Raleigh.
We're done.
I know that Des Moines.
I'm giving you capitals.
Des Moines.
Okay.
Let's go. Juneau.
You know the answer to that one. Shut up.
Ohio.
Columbus.
Zanesville. Oh, shit.
Portsmouth.
Virginia.
Your mom.
Richmond.
West Virginia.
Your mom's sister, who is also
Charleston.
Your grandma. Okay, more reviews.
How do you pronounce the capital of Kentucky? Is it Louisville or Louisville?
It's neither, it's Frankfurt. Okay, Heroes this week was really good. They added 3 new main characters to the cast.
Oh my gosh, who are they?
What are their powers?
Well, I will tell you. Dana Davis, who I assume
I got my attention, what?
Heroes added 3 new main characters. They were in the opening credits as main characters this week. Dana Davis, who plays... what's his face? Micah's cousin, who can adapt and do all the special whatever she sees on TV, and whatever
that's
she learns
power.
Just by watching.
Yeah, so
whatever
like,
she sees, she can do.
Like right, she learned so fighting she was by watching, watching just movie. Passing by as her little brother was watching wrestling, and she saw a roundhouse kick. And later that night, at when she was at the Burger King,
they tried to rob her, and
they tried to rob her, and she was backing off. And her eyes, her powers just mentally
she's
took
like
over,
that
but she didn't know
chair.
She did it until so, it was yeah. over. She like grabbed a hold of the pole, roundhouse kick through the window, and. Knock the guy clean cold
right.
up.
So she's officially a main character. Those two Latin people aren't main characters.
Thank
by the
God,
way.
They're boring.
David Anders, who plays Kinsey, you may remember from the television show Alias, is a main character, which confuses me because Hero's bound to come back to the present soon. So why is
he's
Kinsey?
I think
main
he's
character?
The guy who runs the paper factory.
So Kinsey's going to come back to the future with Hero?
No.
I don't watch it. I've seen commercials.
He's immortal.
Oh, he's immortal. Yes, he is. Okay, so Kinsey will
I
be...
I think.
I don't know, no. but Kinsey's a main character, so he's sticking around. And Kristen Bell, who I thought was just on for an arc, is a main character.
She can be. She's only on for 13 episodes for a current contract. She
for
might be
current,
on the cast.
Which is half a season. But she was listed under starring at the beginning of the episode
so, okay,
when
so.
They said the main character.
What's her power?
Electricity.
She like, shocked people and burned them alive.
She's Raiden.
Whatever.
If you want to be real technical, Raiden's Elektra from Spider-Man. There you go.
Yeah.
Raiden's from Spider-Man?
No.
Spider-Man came first.
Spider-Man came first. There's a villain called Elektra created back in the 60s. His power is electricity. Raiden is Elektro. Or if you want to be really technical, that beats supersedes everybody because then there's Thor, the god, like a mythology character, based back in like before anyone of us were like even thought of.
And Zeus.
Zeus. Yeah. So, yeah. So, if you want to get that.
Yeah,
part,
so those like. 3 people are now listed in the opening credits as the stars of Heroes.
Mm.
I get excited. I like all 3 of those people, especially Kristen Bell and David Anders.
Okay.
I know you don't like Kristen Bell, but I loved Veronica Mars.
I mean, her character was sort of boring.
I think they'll do more with her. I want to know who her dad is, first of all.
Who's your daddy?
Because she got the phone call. Well, she got the phone call. Never mind. Okay, we had our second show canceled for the season, so we have to give them their 4-second moment of silence.
Yes.
Viva Laughlin only aired 2 episodes. It premiered on Thursday, aired its second episode on Sunday. By Monday, it was canceled.
Good.
I never watched the second episode. The first one was pretty bad.
Well, what was really funny is that CSI won the entire night, like, crushed its competition with, like, 21 million viewer share. And usually shows, when they first start off, lead in with, like, maybe 3/4 of that or half of that. The show did 1/4 of that. Let in with that. Uh-huh. And so it went down to like a 3.4 million viewer share. And then Sunday night was even lower than that.
Yeah.
So it's like, so CBS is like, yeah, it's dead.
Yeah, I just deleted the second episode. I didn't watch it.
I didn't, yeah.
But we need to give it its 4 seconds.
Yeah, it's 4 second moment of silence. And... All right, good, it's over.
That wasn't 4 seconds.
That was 4 seconds
in
my mind.
That was like 2 seconds.
Whatever.
That's okay, Viva Laughlin didn't deserve 4 seconds.
It didn't, it was horrible. I never
picked
watched
up, it. We have a whole slew of new shows picked up. Usually by this point in the season, at least half of the new shows are canceled. Well, they've only canceled 2 new shows.
They give them a full season
give
order.
Give them a full season order. Gossip Girls was the first one, of course. Yeah. We already reported that. But Back to You, The Big Bang Theory, Private Practice, and
Big
Pushing
Bang Theory
Daisies.
I heard about. I didn't know about Back to You. Which...
Back to You's got a full season order, Private Practice, and Pushing Daisies, which I figured because Private Practice is the number one new show of the season, and Pushing Daisies is number 2, and they're together on the same
Pushing
network.
Pushing Daisies
the same
is
night.
Awesome.
It is. So all 4 of those shows were picked up, but it it's awesome that 5 shows were picked up, only 2 were canceled.
I'm going to stop watching
Pushing, the other way around.
Pushing Daisies, that's the one where the guy brings people back to life,
yep.
But they can...
Yes, he's the pie maker.
You can kill him again.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm still waiting on Chuck and Reaper. Those are the other 2
shows. You still
watch
Big Bang Theory?
But yeah.
I can only watch the Todd's. Well, but I saw the episode where they had... Sarah Gilbert and David had sex. I forget their new names.
That was this week's, which was my new show pick of the week. I thought it was really good.
That was hilarious.
Yeah. Their nerd sex was hilarious.
However, if you've ever taken string methods, I don't think they should play string instruments anymore. People who can't play musical instruments should probably play a brass instrument or something where you can fake it better.
Oh,
because
God.
When the people off screen are playing vibrato and you're moving your fingers on a sustained note, it's pretty obvious that you're not doing it and you're bowing incorrectly and you're not even moving your fingers. So okay. I think that they need
I did
to...
notice that too in Nathan's defense.
Okay. I mean, it was just really obvious. Like
trivia.
They're geniuses and they can't figure this out. But they do really well at delivering their lines. It was a good episode though.
True or false? Sarah false. Gilbert does not play violin in real life, or has.
True.
If it's true, I do not believe it, unless she's taking lessons.
False. She does, or has played violin in real life. It's David that... Matter of fact, I went to Wikipedia to just check something up, like, just something stupid.
Uh-huh.
And that's where I found out the show got picked up, and I didn't even know it. And I read all these websites all the time. And someone said, factual errors. And someone went on this huge rant about the violin playing... And then underneath it, it said David was the more incorrect because Sarah has actually played violin before.
Well, I think it would be hard to act while doing that stuff if you're not, like, an expert at the things. So I bet that there, even if she is...
I just thought that was funny that you started bringing that up. I was like, oh my God, did you write that on Wikipedia?
I did notice that there were inconsistencies, but... You know, it's gonna happen.
Funny though. The show was hilarious. That episode was hilarious.
It was. That's
like,
why
what do I? What's this sign?
I thought it was really good.
What's this on the door? What's this timing? And she's like, "Don't you remember college? I was 11." Like, it was hilarious.
Yeah,
it was hilarious.
The one before that, though, where his mom comes
and
did
Penny
you see that?
Was
no.
sad.
Lori Metcalf, his aunt, or you know, Sarah Gilbert's aunt and Roseanne came on the show. And the best part is, you know,
the mom.
Yeah, he plays the mom. And that guy who, you know, he's ADD or whatever, and he's like, what's this mean? He calls his boss stupid and gets fired. So he's at home, like, he's trying to do all this, you know, stupid smart people stuff, you know, to keep him busy, but he keeps changing stuff. And one of the things he works on is putting isotopes into goldfish to make glow-in-the-dark fish. And everything he does fails. And at the very end of the episode, his mom goes like, no, I'm glad I got your job back, and I'll talk to you later, okay? Good night, honey. She closes the door. And all of a sudden, there's this bright light in the room, and he turns over, and the goldfish is glowing. He's like, at least one of my things worked. And he goes to sleep, and you're just like, that's so sweet.
Nightlight.
That was cool.
His point was, let's make nightlight goldfish for children.
Yeah, for children. Yeah, and like, and nothing else has worked. Like, he's trying to separate the cholesterol and the eggs.
Yeah.
And he goes, I just think, and after he does, he's like, I think I'll just let the eggs stay how they are. And he just And he like does like 20 different things. He starts sewing things. And like when they come into the room, that's when they need an intervention. His mom comes in. He's like draped over like something he's knitted over his face. And he's like, "What are you doing? You're knitting a dress. This is not a dress. This is a shawl."
That's the...
Yeah. Have you seen it?
No,
it's hilarious. It's really a funny show. It was my new favorite. What happened to Cave? Is Caveman gone or is that still?
It's still on. I've not heard anything.
My TiVo is not set to record it this week, so I'm wondering if it's gone. Somebody told me it was canceled, but I looked and I couldn't find any reference to it being canceled.
Yeah, I couldn't find anything on it either. So
we'll see. I only watched the first episode, though. I've been recording it, but I haven't watched any more of it.
So
what was your new show pick of the week? Because that was mine.
Big Bang Theory.
Oh, okay. You agree with me.
Actually, no. I'm going to go with Chuck.
I really like Chuck. I considered replacing it because I watched Chuck this morning. It was really good.
I like Chuck.
Chuck versus the sizzling shrimp.
Well, no, I like the whole. Oh, I'm like a romantic at heart at some times.
Yeah.
And like the whole Chuck and the spy. Like
you can really tell that they're in love. You're in love with her and blah blah blah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was my old show pick of the week, Grey's Anatomy. It's back, baby. It had a slow start, but it was awesome this week. They did add a new cast member. Fuck you. They did add a new main cast member this week. They added Dr. Han, who had been an occasional guest star, but she took over cardiology. So she's replacing Bert.
Thank God.
But she's cool. Part of the whole thing was Meredith was trying to get over her mother being dead, and she took her mother's ashes and put them in a Ziploc baggie and carried them to work. It was making everybody nervous. At the end of the episode, she decided to wash her mother's ashes down the scrub sink in the operating room.
Because her mother was like a big doctor. And put it in the scrub sink?
Meredith is Gray.
Screw you. Meredith Gray.
Meredith Gray.
And then the chief of surgery caught her.
She fell off a cliff and lived.
She didn't fall off a cliff.
She drowned and lived.
She did drown. She was dead for a whole episode. Then the chief of surgery caught her. He's like, this is a sterile environment. What are you doing?
The show's called Grey's Anatomy.
Well, there's another Grey. Her sister's there. Now, too. Now there's sisters there.
I don't like her.
Have you watched the show?
Or you don't like Meredith?
I don't like her sister.
Did you watch the show?
No. No, I do. No, I do watch the show.
I love her sister. I love Kyler Lee. I've been a fan of her forever.
I only saw maybe 5 minutes of the new season because I don't really watch much TV. Mm-hmm. But I like Meredith and McDreamy.
Well, Meredith and McDreamy are broken up.
And I'm afraid that her sister's going to take McDreamy now.
No, they're not doing that. But they have been, like, figuring out who Derek's going to date now because Mark let everybody know he was single.
Who's with Izzy?
Izzy and George are together now.
Izzy and George?
Officially. Callie is
So what happened
divorced.
To Callie?
They're getting a divorce.
They're getting a divorce. Callie found out about Izzy and then told everybody about Izzy.
I have no idea what's going on.
But George is really gay in real life, right?
Yes.
Okay.
But on the show,
very gay.
They're together now and being happy. And
good.
Well,
now?
I don't know. I'm starting to like it more. At first, I was really against the idea, but now I'm starting to grow. It's growing on me. So we'll see. But honestly, the first couple shows started out slow, and it lost its number one spot this year because CSI and it fought. This year, time slot. And last year...
Crime Scene Investigation.
Right. And last year, every week except for like two, Grey's Anatomy beat CSI soundly. This year, CSI has won every week. And actually, this week, Grey's Anatomy dropped to number 5. It was... Which is still in the top 5, but it's last place.
Grey's Anatomy went to top 5, everybody. Now, for those of you who don't know, top 5 is in 5. Like, it's not 6.
The newspaper only reports the top 5. The Dispatch only reports the top 5. And Grey's has been solidly in the top 5 forever, and it's never dropped to number 5 before. It was ridiculous. And Desperate Housewives came in at number 4 this week. I know it's just as good as the first season, but it hasn't beat Grey's Anatomy since season 1. So that's kind of exciting that it beat Grey's Anatomy this week. And it's back in the top 5.
Desperate Housewives is just really Golden good. Girls, but like 10 years earlier.
No, it's not.
Really?
It's really good.
I have 4 women.
I like Golden Girls, but...
I like equality. I have money.
No, okay.
By the way, I'm horny. You.
You're forgetting the part where they kill people.
No, Golden Girls was
they
all
kill people?
About yes. love and friendship. On Desperate Housewives...
Desperate Housewives.
Desperate Housewives is about sex
about
and lies.
Backstabbing and killing the neighbors.
Desperate Housewives is really dark. It's not happy you love each other like Golden Girls. I mean, they're friends, but they can keep secrets
from
each other.
They're pretty white women with problems.
No.
Yes.
Yes.
There's a Hispanic woman on the show.
There is. One of them is Hispanic.
Eva Longoria.
Yes.
I'm sorry. Problemas.
Only 3 of them are white.
Bonita chicas con problemas.
And, like, the storylines have been really good. Like, Lynette, Felicity Huffman, has cancer, and this week her husband didn't want to have sex with her because her wig ripped and she was bald and he couldn't get turned on by her. And they hadn't had sex in months because the chemo like took away her sex drive.
Who has cancer?
Felicity Huffman's character on Desperate Housewives.
Do you know her name?
Yeah, Lynette. Lynette Scavo.
Lynette. Blonde hair.
Yeah. She doesn't have blonde hair now. She's bald. But she's got a wig. And her husband would have sex with her. And you were like thinking, you know, that's kind of... Well, you spend the first half of the episode thinking that's really shallow. You can't have sex with your wife because she's bald and lost her hair for chemo, you know? Grow up. And then she, like, finally called him on it and got really mad at him. And he's like, you've had cancer for 6 months. He's like, I've been by your side this entire time. Not once have you ever asked how I'm doing. You don't understand how hard it is to be with you. He's like, I've been the nice, supportive husband. And he's like, I'm not dissing you. It sucks that you're sick. I really feel bad. But not once in 6 months has anybody cared about my feelings. He's like, I'm sorry, but the bald head, it's not because it's ugly. It's because I view you as a sick woman, and it's hard for me to be around you when you're sick. And then she gets, like, the sexy cheerleader wig and has sex with him. And at the end, like, after this fight, she's like, do you want me to get the sexy cheerleader wig back out? He's like, no, let's just have sex as Tom and Lynette and forget about the cancer. And I'm like, it was really sweet. It was really cool.
And then next week, Lynette kills her husband.
No, done.
Why? Find out.
They're the only good marriage on that show. Everybody else has like had their husband die.
It's like Scrubs. Doing well. The only stable relationship was Dr. Cox and Jordan. And then they changed that with, they made Turk and Carlos work it out.
No, they're the stable couple that are really good. And what about a gay couple movie?
What about Scrubs this week?
Season.
What did you guys think about Scrubs?
Yeah, Scrubs premiered. I liked it.
It was
dark. Glad she broke up with Keith
gloomy.
Twice.
Gloomy.
It was gloomy, but it was good.
And did they get married to Keith?
No, she broke it off. But they did not kiss.
Big whore.
Because the season ended with, like, JD knocked up this one chick.
Yeah.
Kim.
And, like, and the show ended with him
back.
And Elliot lying in bed together. And the episode was called My Point of No Return. And right before they lean in, the show went to black. And you're just like, oh! And then, you know, this is the last season. Well, right, but they do give hints that Elliot and him will probably end up together because Turk kept saying...
I don't think so.
No. What did Turk say? The only person you were ever really good with was Mole Butt. And, but what about Jinkies and da-da-da? He started naming all these... Elliot's nickname is Mole Butt.
But the thing that Turk hammered into JD's head is, you know what? You're not in love with Kim because you got her pregnant on the first date. And before you had a chance to get to know her, she betrayed you and lied about losing the baby.
She left.
She left and she told
that's
JD
part of the
she had lost the baby.
Back
and she had lied about... She told
losing
she lost
the
baby. And
right.
She had it. She was still pregnant.
I saw that episode.
So Turk was like, you know what? He's like, that sucks. It's bad, but there's a kid involved. So what you need to do is you need to suck it up. And whether you love her or not, you need to stick with her.
No, he sort of told her, he's like, you need to stick it up. And do what you need to do, but no matter what's going to happen here, I know you well enough. This is what will probably happen. You'll stick with her because you that because
and the end
you're
of the episode,
a responsible kind of guy.
And JD was kind
and you
of
you won't love her for
the whole episode.
Ever.
You thought JD was going to leave her, and then at the end of the episode, it was like no. He's like,
but
there's a kid. I'm gonna and the look on his face, like he went back and pretended that he missed her and that he loved her and sat on the couch.
And then when
there,
he sat back
and they zoomed out, and he just had this look like, what the hell have I done?
Yeah,
I
and he, and his monologue goes, Turk is right.
I'm going to suck it up and
marry, live this girl till the day I die.
Because,
and,
whether I
and
love
he goes,
her or
I
not.
Don't love her, whether I love her or not. And you're just like, this is the last season.
Sad.
It's really sad. So I'm hoping, though, that...
16 episodes to break him up. They'll wait till the end.
I don't think it's going to happen, though, because there's one episode where he meets his mom, her mom.
You think...
No, it's part of the synopsis. NBC's released. I don't know. I'm hoping
I really hope not. I really hope he gets over the self-destructive tendencies.
Yeah, there's some guy named Joe, though, that,
anyone,
even Dr. Cox and Kelso.
Dr. Kelso?
Kelso's like, you need to boot them out on their ass. They don't have insurance. Can't keep them here that long. And so he goes in there.
And he's like, Bob, you do me a favor and go tell them that yourself.
Because
my pleasure.
So, well, the thing is that every time, like, even Cox went in to talk to him head on, man, he's like, thank you. By the way, you can call me Joe. And he just smiles, and all of a sudden, he's like the most warming smile. And Cox walks up, and he's like, damn it! I like that guy, and I don't know why. Like, it's a smile.
If I like him, I'll have to work harder to cure
like,
him.
By the way, son, I just got bad news to tell you. And he's like, oh, please, doctor, call me Joe. And he smiles again, and Cox is like, I'll be right back. And he walks out, he's like, I really like that guy, let's find a way to help him. So,
it was good.
It was funny. But Kelsey gets kicked out of the hospital somehow this season, and Nurse Roberts sort of comes back. But anyway, Scrubs was good.
It was good.
And my name is Earl. Is 1 hour next week. There's no 30 Rock next week.
What, Nathan?
What was the black nurse's name? Did she die?
Yeah, she died.
She was in a coma.
Nurse Roberts.
Oh, she did? Okay.
I thought she was horribly written off the show. I mean, they set it up real well.
Why did they kick her off?
Well, they thought last season was going to be the last season, and they wanted to have...
Oh, did she personally want to leave the show?
No. Well, that's the thing. They thought it was going to be the last season because NBC wasn't saying at that point, and ABC was sort of like, we don't know what's going on. And so they wrote her off the show, and then all of a sudden, the show got picked up, like, at the 11th hour.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so then, yeah, I know. Anyway, doesn't matter. Wrapping it up, okay.
Yeah, we're interrupting Jimmy's time.
No, I just don't want the show to run really, really super long.
Just cut the stuff where you're talking.
That can be done.
Fuck you.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you think that Winnie and I should talk more than Jimmy, please email us in with your votes, and the greatest vote will win.
That
would be great. That's a good
goodbadgeeky@gmail.com. Or better yet, use the website. Go to dribbleforkids.com, click on the good, the bad, and the geeky link. Watch Jimmy, Nathan, fumble around the water bottle.
Dribbleforkids.com/GBG.
Yes, and there's a link there. All you have to do is fill out the form, send us an email. It's that
check
simple.
Out the... We do a new graphic for every week's episode.
John Bettine, please vote in.
Yeah.
John, we're talking to you.
Yes, John.
John, you're my friend. Every episode, we do a little graphic. And
remember when he's
at all.
Table and all our friends left.
Every week, Nick puts together a fantastic graphic, and it's on the website.
Yes.
It's hard to see on iTunes, but it's on the website. So go check out this week's, and you'll get to see a part of me you've probably never seen before.
I'm blue.
That was last week's. This week's graphic's me, and you can see a part of me you have probably never seen before.
There is still not a picture of me anywhere, which is good.
We will be correcting that.
No, right.
Let's not correct
I have some
it.
Pictures of you I can pull out from high school.
No, that wouldn't be good at all. Are we wrapping it up?
Wrap it up. That was my job. I gave you the wrap it up sign.
Open your eyes.
My eyes are open.
That's from that movie with Tom Cruise, Vanilla Sky. It's like,
somewhere.
And on that note.
All right, on that note, it was a good show. Thanks, everybody, for coming out. We do greatly appreciate it. Jimmy, I'm glad we were allowed to keep you in the show.
I appreciate it. I promise not to be in your house again.
For now.
Dum-bum-bum.
See, that was good. I like that. For now.
It took me an hour, but I got it.
Yeah, you got it.
Nick, did you tell Nathan he's not being invited back to do the show ever again?
Did.
See? Okay.
Okay.
Am I invited back to the show?
Yeah, when the year, of course, yeah, invited back. Yeah, Nathan's not.
And on that note, thank you guys very much for listening. Yeah, stay tuned for next week's episode. Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.
Get out of here with that cheese! You're a creep! Go away! We're having a good time until you shut up, jeepers! Go have some coffee with cream or something, because I'll tell you something. This is a happy place.